Our scripture is found in the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. I invite you to listen for God's word to you through these ancient words today. Yes. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Jesus is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me, friends. Lord, this is your time. And it is your church that you have gathered by your Holy Spirit to be here today. I pray that my words will be your words, that my actions, my time spent with your church reflects entirely your Holy Spirit. May I decrease that your word may be spread and increase among your people. God, I pray for peace to be upon them, each one. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Kristen and I joined a gym. And so you can see already, just by joining the gym, how much more fit and healthy we are, right? That's all it takes, right? You join the gym, and magically the pounds fall off, and magically you just look so much better, right? I wish. We have a saying around our house. When someone says, I need to get in shape, the other one says, round is a shape. And that is certainly the case. And what we joined the gym because we are looking at ourselves and looking at our son and saying, boy, we'd sure like to be around to watch him grow up. And our bodies need to be as healthy as they can be in order to do the things that God is asking us to do. And so it's tough. It's tough because I don't know about you, but when you try something new or when you try to get healthy, the hardest time is the very first day. Or maybe the day after the very first day when your muscles are sore, when you're asking your body to do something that it hasn't done either before or in a very long time. And that's certainly the case when you go to the gym and you work the body and the muscles that you haven't worked before say, what in the world are you doing to me? And we limped around the day after the first day, and it was horrible. And then we did it again. And it wasn't so bad the second time. And now I've gone several times, and I'm starting to get the feel for it. And I'm getting to the point where now I have to do different things because my muscles are becoming used to the work that I'm doing. It reminds me of a few months, or oh my goodness, just a month from now, when the new year starts, a lot of us will say, this is the year that I'm going to get healthy, and everybody will join a gym, and after those first couple of days, first couple of weeks, we'll say, man, this is too hard, and give up on it, or go more and more sporadically as the months go by, until by June, you say, I haven't been to the gym in a couple of months now. And maybe some people will say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read the Bible all the way through this year. And Genesis is so exciting, and you read through Genesis, oh yes, there's some genealogies in there with some really funny names, but you muddle through those, and you get through Exodus, and there's the 10 plagues and the 10 commandments, and then the second half of Exodus hits, and it's laws, and it's God describing to Moses how to make the tapestries in the tabernacle, and then the description of the Israelites making the tapestries that God had told Moses to make. And by the time you get to Numbers, if you make it through Leviticus, when June comes around, you say, gee, I haven't read the Bible in months because I got bogged down. It's helpful to start out slow. If you go to the gym and you work as hard as you possibly can the very first day, the second day, you're going to be miserable and you're not going to want to go back. Have to warm up. Have to get the body used to doing new things. If we're going to read the scripture, it's sometimes more helpful to not try to read it from cover to cover, but maybe to start with John or start with one of the Gospels and work into the Psalms. Do read the scriptures that, let's be honest, are interesting, because some of the, if you get into Chronicles, if you need some bedtime reading material, Chronicles would be my suggestion. It's tough. So you have to train not only your body for the work that God has you to do, but train your mind to encounter God. Now, why do I bring all of this up? We are entering right now this season called Advent. The Christmas season doesn't start until Christmas Day, and it runs through into the new year. We are in Advent. And as Amber described this morning, it's a season of preparing our hearts and our minds for the coming of Jesus. We are taking off the old self, the old sinful ways, and putting on Jesus. As we prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of Christ, we do it by following the calendar. A new day comes, and the day goes, and by the end of that day, sometimes we say, have I prayed today? Did I read any scriptures? Did I have a smile for someone that maybe needed a smile today? Have I prepared my heart for the coming of Jesus? Have I prepared my body for the coming of Jesus? Have I put off the sinful ways? Have I gotten rid of the things in my life that would separate me from Jesus? Have I listened for God's word speaking to me through his scriptures, through the people around me who the Holy Spirit has placed to encourage me and build me up, lift me up, help me through the tough times? Have I thanked them? Have I given someone a word of peace in a time of trouble? Advent is a time for us to center our hearts and minds. Jesus is coming. Now, we know there's a great second coming that we look forward to when Jesus comes in final victory. And we all look forward to that day, but Jesus comes daily into our lives. Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, he didn't leave. He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us forever, to walk with us on this journey called life, teaching us, helping us to take off the old ways and to put on Jesus. Wouldn't it be nice if we could physically do that? I always wondered if it would be so easy to just physically take off our old self and put on Christ. But we know that this Christian walk isn't like going to the gym. That we sometimes can work as hard as we can, and it just seems like we're not getting anywhere. Seems like we're praying and we're reading the scriptures and we're studying God's word, and we just can't seem to find the peace that Jesus has promised us. Anybody else feel that way from time to time? No matter how much we study, no matter how hard we try, Jesus seems more distant than ever before. And I invite you to use this season of Advent, to use this season of preparation for God's coming, to open your heart to Jesus afresh and anew. Maybe for the first time in your life, maybe for the 100th time in your life. Open your heart to welcome him. Welcome him into your heart. Welcome him to bring you his peace. I'm not promising that that'll be easy. It may need some work. And you may need to press through the tough times. When it doesn't seem easy, when it seems like, Jesus, I've had enough, all I want to do is give up. When those times come, look around in this room today and know that you are surrounded by a body of believers who often go through the exact same thing. And there are people in this room, if you reach out, will help you through those tough times. And walk with you when it seems like you can't carry yourself. That's what we're called to be as Christ's body, the church. That's my prayer for you, that you will come to see each other as God sees you, as people who he loves so much. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be your pastor. I'm thankful for your prayers for me and my family. One of the things that we did during our vacation was to go visit my mom up in Clarion. And you know, my mom's been in the nursing home for several months now. Don't know if she'll ever get out. In fact, we've had to change our Christmas plans. We're now going up to her for a Christmas. And we took Ryan and Kristen, we went up to see her on Friday. And then I bowled afterwards, which is a very bad idea because it's a 4-hour round trip car ride. But when we got there, Ryan has a new walker. And it's one that he doesn't need to be strapped into anymore. He can push himself on the handles and walks without having to be held up with the support. And we walked around the corner heading toward Mom's room, and we looked down the hall. And there she was in the hallway. I'm so glad that she was in the hallway because she had never seen Ryan walking before. We'd carry him in or he'd have support. And the tears in her eyes and slobber everywhere. And Kristen turned to me and said, "Ooh, is she okay?" Because she was sobbing mess. And I said, she's never seen Ryan walk before. And it all made sense. And she grabbed him and put him on her lap and just hugs and kisses. And then she took him for a walk around the used to be Golden Living to show him off to all of the people in the building. And I see that. And I think, how God must see us, that when he sees us, when we've studied his word, when we're growing as Christians, when we're able to walk, how he must just be overflowing with joy and happiness when he sees us growing, when he sees us living as he wants us to live, when we've put off the old self and we've put on Jesus. How happy. I'm sure the tears of joy are in his eyes when he sees us living as he wants us to live. Not because he wants to show, not because he wants to lord over our lives. Not because he wants to have us under his thumb. But because he knows that his way is the best way. That it'll lead our lives to be transformed and made new and full of grace and truth and peace. That's my prayer for you today, that you might experience that. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.